This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that authorities will not allow any extremists to destabilize the calm. He spoke after several days of clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police outside the Old City of Jerusalem. The Israeli leader told a cabinet meeting that he had met with security officials and vowed to enforce law and order decisively and responsibly. He said Israel will continue to maintain freedom of worship for all faiths. Dozens of Palestinians were wounded in violent confrontations with police in Jerusalem from Saturday night into Sunday when Muslims marked the holiest period of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. The skirmishes occurred at the gates of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in the Old City. That's a site known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. It's considered the holiest site in Judaism and the third holiest in Islam. Meanwhile, a court hearing over the planned evictions of several Palestinian families from a neighborhood in East Jerusalem has been delayed as Palestinian families sought the legal opinion from Israel's attorney general. The Israeli Supreme Court had been expected to hear appeals on Monday. A spokesman for the attorney general said a new hearing will be scheduled within 30 days. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said last week he holds Israel responsible for the attacks and called on the United Nations Security Council to hold an urgent session on the issue. Protesters in Iraq have set fire to trailers belonging to Iraq's consulate in Karbala amid widespread anger over the killing of a prominent activist in that city. The activist's name was Ihab Wasni.